the king, the king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Everybody, welcome to the first ever episode of the Jay Aletto Show. If you follow me on Twitter, I'm at PW Powerhouse, and this is here on the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio Network, as always. You probably haven't heard from me in a while. You're a listener weekly of our Tuesday show that's been going on since September of 2012, I believe. Yeah. And I haven't been on the last few weeks because the long road to full-time employment has finally been fulfilled. Yes, I have become a sleazy, filthy, dirty, used car salesman. That's correct, folks. Used car salesman. However, I'm not as sleazy and filthy and dirty as some of them out there because I do work for a liquidation center and called Auto Lenders. It's been great to me so far. It's my fourth week. I absolutely love it. I'm still in the training process, and I'll be out on my own in no time. As you know, if you know me, you know I have this overwhelming amount of charisma that I have to give to all of you, and I will be giving to my customers soon at Auto Lenders. So, New Jersey, check out Haggle, no hassle, no pressure dealership, owned by Beck. There are so many options at Auto Lenders. So, getting that cheap plug out of the way, kissing some ass a little bit. Welcome to the show. If you're listening on iTunes, Stitcher, or right here on Blog Talk Radio, which is our home for now, will continue to be thanks to our supporters like TLD, Seth, John DiMaselli, who have been a huge part of the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio Network since its inception. They're going to split the crazy, insane $40 a month bill with me, and that's going to help us keep the show on the air until I get some real deal podcast equipment. And that's what this is all about right here. When I get podcast equipment, it's going to be a lot of this. It's going to be a lot of me talking to you on my own. People have called me crazy, bipolar, all kinds of stuff. And I have to get some stuff off my chest every once in a while. I got to vent. You know what it's like to vent. I got to vent. A lot of stuff in my mind. I'm not a one-dimensional guy. I like wrestling. I love wrestling. We'll talk wrestling on the show for sure. But I also love sports. I love the entertainment world. I'm loosely in the politics. I mean, I'm not going to ever tell you I'm an expert on what goes on in Washington, D.C., but I do know enough to have an educated opinion on what goes on, and you know, that's the thing about opinions. They're not right or wrong. You can argue with me all you want about everything, and it's totally fine. So I'm opening the phone lines today because I'm just going to be bullshitting for maybe 45 minutes, an hour. I've got an hour live here on Blog Talk Radio, so if you want to call in and talk to me, you can. 760-888-5749. The Jay Aletto Show. Yes, right here, right now. You know, the Jay Leno Show, the Tonight Show, featuring Jay Leno, is finally off the air. Yes, he has passed the torch to Jimmy Fallon. Now, you remember a few years back, I want to say it was like 2009, maybe 2008. I don't really remember exactly. This is all coming from my brain. Jay Leno did pass that torch to Conan O'Brien. And I love Conan O'Brien, man. I don't know what you guys feel about him, but I DVR his show every single night on TBS from 11 to midnight. He's fucking hilarious. I've been a big Conan fan for years. However, Jay Leno screwed him. Basically, if you don't know the story, Conan took over The Tonight Show, and it was doing good. It was funny, you know. It was Conan's same gig, but in that 11:30 time slot that's so coveted, going all the way back to Johnny Carson, David Letterman, and whatnot. And basically what happened was NBC turned on Conan. They turned heel on Conan, damn it. And Conan's the biggest babyface out there, and they turned heel on him. Unbelievable. So Jay Leno decided, you know, I'm not going to do this 10 o'clock gig. He was doing a variety show from 10 to 11, kind of being the lead in between the news and Conan, you know, on the Tonight Show. And Leno, this big chin scumbag, who, if you're a wrestling fan, you know him from his brief stint in WCW, wrestling Hulk Hogan, and bringing Hulk Hogan down to his knees in the most poorly executed armbar of all time, but I digress. Jay Leno decided, hey, I'm not ready to pass the damn torch. I want the Tonight Show back. NBC, they, you know, Conan's ratings weren't fantastic in the beginning. He wasn't doing amazing, even though the show was good. So NBC decided to basically fire Conan. I mean, for no reason. However, if you know the story, Conan made a lot of money from it, had to take some time off. He was able to do a comedy tour, and now he's on TBS. But Jay Leno just retired again, and Jimmy Fallon has taken over now. I watched the second episode of the show, missed the first one, and I got to say, man, Jimmy Fallon hasn't skipped a beat. I've always found Jimmy Fallon to be a funny guy, not great in movies, not a fantastic actor by any stretch of the imagination, but he was good on Saturday Night Live, and he was good doing the late night show, you know? So I'm excited for him to come on to the Tonight Show and bring it back to New York City. I think that's important. Finally, I have a chance, being from the Jersey Shore, being right here in New Jersey, to go and attend the Tonight Show. I think I'm going to try. I think I'm going to try to get tickets because, as you know, they're absolutely positively free. And, yeah, so I'm excited for Jimmy Fallon. He's a funny dude, and I wish him all the best. But back to what I was talking about. I'm skipping around. That's just what I'm going to do because I have no structure. It's anarchy here on the Jay Leno Show. And one thing I would definitely, no doubt, want to talk about is the future of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio and what's going on with us. If you care to listen to it, you can. If you don't, it doesn't really bother me. But like I said, I got a job. I'm employed. The Tuesday night show, 9 p.m., has been going strong thanks to Toph, TLD, Seth, and John. They've been talking about some great wrestling topics. Elimination Chamber, they covered last Tuesday, and gave their predictions, talked a little bit about the WWE Network, talked about WrestleMania coming up, all kinds of good stuff. And I thank them immensely because I've had the itch to come in the air and do some talking about something. That's what I'm doing right now. And basically, like, with this job, it's a demanding. It's 50-plus hours to 60 hours a week. On nights where I'm there until, you know, 9 o'clock or 5 or 6 o'clock, those are the three times that we're scheduled to get out. Until all deals are done, we don't leave. It's just that simple. So I never know truly when I'm getting out that door. And sometimes, so far, like I guess in the car business, when it's nasty out, we've had some serious bad weather here in the Northeast. So when it's bad out, people just don't shop for cars, and I don't really blame them. But it just makes my schedule on Tuesday nights completely unpredictable. I never know when I'm going to walk in the door. So it's really kind of pointless for me to try to host on Tuesday nights. So, you know, right here what I'm doing is, this is a test show, basically what it is. I'm going to have some fun with it. Again, if you want to call, 760-888-5749. It's a test show, and it should be a good time because I can sit here with my dog to my left, my dog to my right, and I can just talk and talk and talk all day long. And nobody has a problem except for my little baby Piper, who seems to be crying a little bit because, you know, daddy's ignoring her. But that's okay. That's fine. And if you followed me on Twitter before, I had to race in the house to get on the line in time, and I did it. I'm perfect at that. I've been just so good with managing time lately, and that's awesome. But, yeah, this whole thing is going to be a challenge. You know, it's going to be a transitional period for Pro Wrestling Powerhouse. And if you're a fan of the brand and what we do, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com has become one of the top wrestling article sites on the internet, bar none. And the way I gauge that is kind of like our traffic is good. It's not great. It's not fantastic. I'm not making millions of dollars and millions of dollars by any stretch of the imagination. But we've been getting better. We've been getting some quality content on almost a daily basis. And a lot of that has to do with me. I can't always post on ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com because I'm at the office for 12 hours. And when I come home, I basically fall right to sleep. And in between that, I want to get my ass to the gym and do some stuff in my personal life. So it's hard to get in front of the computer every day lately. And I know you guys understand that because you're all working guys too. And you get it. But ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com has really been kicking ass lately. I mean, Zach Fellows has been tearing it up with humor news. He's just got a crazy imagination. Like, it's good. Sometimes it's crazy. And I'm going to publish whatever he's got to say. I only edit his sometimes foul language because it just doesn't seem to be appropriate at times. Just seems like it's thrown in there just for effect, and that doesn't really matter. But that's fine because he's still getting the point across that it's when you want to take news and wrestling and just believe it 100%, not question it at all, you know, just whatever Meltzer tells you is true. It's not. That's why we're kind of having fun with it and making a mockery, because some of these stories, I'll bet completely bullshit made up, they could be true. If Dave Meltzer reported them, a lot of you fans out there just wouldn't even question it, would just think it's the true deal. It's like the other day, I don't visit wrestling news sites anymore. I think I've made that abundantly clear. Hey, I've lost Twitter followers because of how I bury wrestling news sites that like to click the copy and paste button and just put the same story on every website out there. I bury them. I don't give a fuck what you guys think, to be honest. If you hate me for doing that, just unfollow me. Don't listen to me. You don't have to. It's okay. I'm going to survive. You're going to survive. No big deal. But anyway, the other day I was on Twitter and I saw that, you know, WWE report says WWE grants CM Punk his release, right? I go on Twitter again. And I'm just like, don't click the link. I'm just like, okay, this is funny. Like, WWE is going to really release this guy early. Yeah, I just didn't believe it at all just by reading the headline. I'm telling you, not a few hours, maybe 3-4 hours later, something like that. And I don't know when this was published exactly, but 3-4 hours later, I look on Twitter again, and it says, WWE has not released CM Punk because WWE reached out to the bullshit news that was posted and said, listen, this is bullshit. CM Punk is still a part of WWE. But what happens is the news site publishes the story about Punk being released. Then they post the retraction. So what happens is you, the fan, the wrestling fan, you're going to that site not once, but twice, because you're reading both articles, or not, I shouldn't even call them articles. You're reading both stories that are copy and pasted from either Meltzer, Alvarez, or Mike Johnson, or Wade Keller, or whoever. That's all you're doing. And that's fine. If you want to do that, hey, who am I to tell you not to? But I just am not a big fan of it. I don't like it. So, and people have given me advice to like, oh, don't worry about what they do. Try to make Pro Wrestling Powerhouse as good as it can be and don't worry about them. No, I'm going to worry about them because fans need to know that there's an alternative out there. They need to know what these sites are doing. They need to know not to always believe what these news sites are telling you, because a lot of the time it's complete made up horseshit. All right. It's just that simple. So, To bring that all full circle, Pro Wrestling Powerhouse is doing really good. I've got new writers on the staff as always. I've got a few articles to post today. They're going to go up today between now and Elimination Chamber anyway. So and it's going to be good. You know, the turnover's been great. So please check us out. We had our biggest month ever in January, and we're doing pretty good here in February. So if you haven't checked out ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com lately, please do it. Bookmark it. Visit it every day because there's always something new on PWP. Now, WWE Network debuts this coming Monday. And I got to say, I am so fucking pumped for this. Like, I'm just ecstatic because it's a wrestling fan's wet dream. Just let's be honest here. Wrestling fans' wet dream, you're going to get a channel, 24/7 live streaming content. You're going to get access to every WWE, ECW, WCW pay-per-view ever produced. If you miss Raw on Monday night, guess what? WWE Network's going to have it the next day. You can just go back and watch it. I don't know if it's going to be commercial-free, but you're not going to get 3 minutes worth of commercials like you do on USA every single Monday night. It's just, I guarantee there won't be that many commercials at all. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. I don't know about you guys. If you want to talk about it again, not sure if you're listening live. If you are, please give me a call. 760-888-5749. Yeah, but it's just opening a new door for not just pro wrestling, but for entertainment. And people aren't realizing. I'm telling some guys at the office about this. And, you know, they're saying, yeah, it sounds cool. I'm not really into that stuff, but it sounds cool. And one guy said to me yesterday, he goes, you like wrestling? You mean that fake shit, you know? And I said to him, dude, what's your favorite TV show? He goes, oh, man, Game of Thrones, no doubt about it. I love Game of Thrones. And I said, oh, you mean that fake shit? And it just didn't register to this guy. But I got to talk to him, and I explained to him the WWE Network and what's going down. And so it sounds like a great idea because it absolutely is. Now, when other networks, cable channels, whatever, jump on this, say like Comedy Central. Let's just use Comedy Central as an example because I love Comedy Central. Say they're like sick of cable and the constant censorship that it takes to be on cable television, and they decide to go this route. I think that would be a perfect model. Comedy. Not only would you give your fans access to maybe all both seasons of the Chappelle Show from back in the day, every season of South Park maybe, every season of Workaholics, every season of another great show on Comedy Central is maybe Key and Peele, whatever you want to call it. You give them all these old stand-up acts that they own the rights to. You give them so much on-demand content, but then you take your channel, your Comedy Central with Jon Stewart, with Stephen Colbert, you know, with Chris Hardwick now has the Midnight Show, and you transition it to the internet over the top, and use that the same way that WWE is using it, you know, maybe charge $10 a month. I don't watch that much TV aside from just an occasional show here and there, but if you gave me the option of doing this $10 a month service with maybe WWE, Comedy Central, HBO, maybe throw in, what else do I watch? ESPN. If you give me those four and I'm paying $40 a month, I will be the happiest son of a bitch on the planet. It beats the living fuck out of paying for $150 a month for my cable. Just that simple. So basically, I'm saying that this is going to happen in other forms of entertainment, in other realms. It's perfect for sports. The NFL might even do something like this. Don't be shocked if the NFL does something along these lines. I know they do their what are they doing, DirecTV? Season pass or season ticket or something? I know they do that, give you every game of the season. But if they did something where, you know, you got rid of the DirecTV thing, the affiliation, just cut that. Just get them the fuck out of here. DirecTV doesn't even work if there's some fog outside. Get them out of the equation. Use this system, NFL. If you use this system, knowing your fan base, knowing how many people watch football, and plus, I watch the Giants every week, whether they suck or whether they're winning two Super Bowls in 4 years. I watch them every week. I get them here in New Jersey. I can watch them on Channel 5, Channel 2, whatever the case may be. However, if I was a fucking a Minnesota Vikings fan, I can't see the games every week unless I have this DirecTV package or something along those lines. If the NFL used the same system, $10 a month, do you know how many people would subscribe to it? All the backwards content they can give you access to every Super Bowl of all time. They can give you access to all the documentary footage. I know they have the NFL Network, but if they transition that into this platform, you're just rolling in the bank. It's just that simple. Advertising revenue will make up for itself. So anyway, yeah, I'm excited about WWE Network. I think it's going to be great when I get a couple more bucks, even though I already have WWE stock and I bought that shit when it was like $7 and now it's like $24. I think that son of a bitch is going to split soon, because as soon as this thing launches and as soon as this thing goes overseas, like when the WWE Network is available in China, think about the amount of people that are going to buy it. I know there's a language gap. Don't get me wrong. But it's like John Cena said recently on the Steve Austin show. That's kind of where I'm getting this from. John Cena, you know, love him or hate him, that dude's smart. He knows what he's talking about. I don't know if he's getting this information from somebody, if it's conversations he's having with Vince or Triple H or whoever, but I'm just giving him the benefit of the doubt that he really knows what he's talking about. Pro wrestling, two guys in the ring fighting it out, there is no language barrier. People get it, no matter what. China's got if somebody wants to call in, tell me how many people China has in their country, let me know, because China has probably billions of people over there. And if they have access to a service like this that's fucking cheap and their economy's thriving, man, buy that WWE stock when it's at $24. And when it gets to 50, when it gets to 40 or 50, that thing is going to split. You're going to have double the shares. You're going to be in the money. I don't see this stock going down anytime soon. I just see it going up, up, up. Again, I'm not an expert, but if I got this job working at Autolenders 6 months ago and not 1 month ago, I would have bought WWE stock as soon as I heard this WWE Network announcement. Before it even went up a hair, I would have fucking bought a bunch of it. But hey, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. How fucking corny is that, Jay? Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you're on the radio by yourself. But WWE Network this Monday, if I was you, I'd get on the internet and order that thing at 9 o'clock a.m. because people are going to be ordering it like crazy all day long. I'm not going to be able to. But as soon as I get home, I'm not even going to turn on Raw. The first thing I'm going to do is order the WWE Network. First thing I fucking do. So sadly, I won't be able to see the pre-show live or whatever the case may be. Wait, is there going to be – no, I'm sorry. I'll be able to see the post-show. Yeah, I'll be able to. I'm pretty stoked about Hulk Hogan coming back too, man. If that rumor is true, Hulk Hogan should be returning this Monday to WWE. And yes, I know we've seen him on TNA for the past couple of years, but that's something completely different. Seeing Hulk Hogan in front of 20,000 people is totally the exact opposite of seeing him in front of the same, like, few hundred in the Impact Zone every week. Having him walk out to Real American is different than from whatever bullshit dubbed over NWO ripoff song they had for him in TNA, you know? So I'm psyched about Hulk Hogan. It doesn't matter to me if he gets physical in the ring. Doesn't matter to me if he can't walk. I just want to see the guy, man. I'm a Hulk Hogan fan. I'm a Hulk Hogan mark, admittedly. And I'm pumped to see him back where he belongs in WWE. And he's going to be crucial in this launch of the network. So I hear The Undertaker's coming back. Wouldn't be shocked if Sting makes some kind of appearance. I wrote an article on ProWrestling.com about how I think WWE should take advantage of this and have Sting and Taker under the same roof in the same ring for the first time ever. If you're going to launch a WWE Network and launch all this WCW footage, you need to have Sting involved. I mean, he was on 95% of their pay-per-views. I might even go back and do an exact count and get an exact percentage on how many pay-per-views he was on, because he was on a ton of them. So that's something where, you know, if I was booking it, that's how I would do it. But, Monday Night Raw looks good. Elimination Chamber is going to be awesome. I'm really hoping that Daniel Bryan can have his moment and win the WWE title. Kind of like what happened with Eddie Guerrero in 2004. I'm going to take you guys back on a little journey through my mind. I mean, it was almost 10 years ago to the date. I think it was 10 years ago, a few days ago. Eddie Guerrero won the WWE Championship from Brock Lesnar in an Ultimate David vs. Goliath match. If you've never seen that match, go back and watch it. It was a fantastic fight. Goldberg was in the front row watching. He just started his feud with Lesnar. Lesnar eliminated him out of the Royal Rumble. Goldberg wanted revenge. When the ref got bumped, Goldberg came out, speared Brock Lesnar, set up Eddie Guerrero to hit the frog splash and win the WWE title. Now, traditional bookers would want, you know, the WWE championship to stay on the heel going into WrestleMania. But when your booking plan is to have Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg, and both guys are going to leave the company, you just can't take that chance. So Brock obviously was cool. He dropped the belt to Guerrero. Eddie had it. And instead of him winning and having his big moment at WrestleMania, they gave that big moment to Chris Benoit. Again, well-deserved. I was in the building. Eddie Guerrero went into it, good feud with Kurt Angle, had a great match at WrestleMania 20, and both babyfaces had their moment. Now, if I'm booking it, I do it the same way this year. If Daniel Bryan's in the chamber, have Daniel Bryan overcome the odds. The odds are stacked against this guy no matter what. He's the smallest dude in that chamber. And I'm still thinking that Brock Lesnar's going to have some kind of involvement. I could be completely wrong, but basically the last time we saw Lesnar, he kind of told, through Paul Heyman, told everybody to be on the lookout. Lesnar's going to be destroying everything in his path. And he did that for about 2 weeks in a row on Raw. And we haven't seen him since. They said he got fined, suspended, whatever. So don't be shocked if they pull that card where somebody gets their ass kicked and Brock just steals their spot like Edge did in 2009. If you recall, I think Kofi Kingston was heading towards the Elimination Chamber and Edge came out and just fucked up Kofi Kingston. And before the referees even knew what happened, he was in the ring inside a chamber and they had no option but to just call for to start the match, just ring the bell. I mean, I can see that happening. Like, who's going to stop Lesnar from beating the bejesus out of Christian or something and taking his spot in the chamber? I hope he doesn't beat the piss out of Bryan. Can you imagine the fucking the heat if Brock Lesnar beats the bejesus out of Bryan before the chamber and takes his spot inside it and Daniel Bryan's not in the Elimination Chamber? The internet would literally have a conniption, would just break, would just freak out. And I personally, as much as I want to see Bryan win it and have his moment again and all that good stuff, I'd be happy just to see everybody go nuts and just lose their damn minds. Because I like that. I don't mind seeing the Marsh just lose it. It doesn't have any effect on me. I don't really get that mad. I got a little mad at the Royal Rumble, but I just pretty much sit back and watch it happen. I watch it unfold. And that's a part of my twisted mind that I have. But yeah, pumped for Elimination Chamber. Bryan is my pick to win the match, and you know, I think it'll be good. But at this time, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Audible.com. I just signed up for Audible.com myself, and if you sign up today at audibletrial.com/PWP Radio, you get yourself a free 30-day trial and an absolutely free audiobook. Okay, Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. They are branded exclusively through Amazon.com, which gives them credibility right off the bat. Audible is a consumer service that allows users to choose the audio versions of their favorite books with a library of over 150,000 titles. Users can purchase individual books, or for real savings, you can sign up for the Audible Listener Program, which you'll be in if you sign up for free today. And that gives them book credits each month for a low monthly fee. Customers download their choices and can access them on their PC, burn them onto CDs, or upload them to iPods or other MP3 devices. Affordable, this is where you want to do. So please sign up today, audibletrial.com/PWP Radio for a free audiobook and an absolutely positively free month of audible.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. I need to take a break. As I told you, I just ran into the house and started to show up. I'm not even sure if anybody's listening to me, but that's fine. So I'm going to take a short, little, tiny commercial break, and I'm going to play Jake the Snake Roberts theme music. Now, you know what? I'm not going to do that. What am I going to play here? I got a whole list of music, and I don't know what to play. But, okay, here we go. I'll go with the Blink-182 song that I dig. So I'll be right back. We'll be right back. back here on the Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio Network. And this is the Jay Leno Show. It's my show. It's what I'm doing here on Thursday afternoons. I almost said Tuesday nights. Thursday afternoons for a little while. And let's hope, you know, it's a success. Let's hope you like it. And if you don't, no big deal. Maybe I won't do it anymore. If I suck, please tell me. I don't care. Call me up. 760-888-5749. There's a lot to talk about, as always. This isn't just going to be a pro wrestling show. This is going to be about anything I want it to be about, anything you want it to be about. So please give me a call. I know I'm going to talk some bodybuilding in this few weeks. I'm going to talk about some hot freaking porn stars. You know why? Because I want to and because I can. But right now, what I'm going to talk about is LeBron James and his legacy in pro sports and in the NBA. And for a while there, I was your typical LeBron James kind of hater. A lot of people got on him for leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and going to the Miami Heat, teaming up with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, winning two consecutive NBA championships. At this point, though, he's regained my respect tenfold. I mean, me and him are the same age, and look at this guy. He is a freak of nature. The guy is the greatest athlete possibly on the planet. Don't even start with the Sochi Olympic Games. I'm not even going to bother talking about that, because it's got nothing to do with LeBron James at all. Those athletes are great, but LeBron James is transcending basketball history right now, because he is at this point of his career where he's done more than Michael Jordan had done at his point in his career right now. So that says something. I mean, you also got to take into account that Jordan took a year off or whatever the hell, was it a year or 2 years or something, back when he decided to go play baseball. But he showed that he wasn't bad at baseball. He was decent. You know, he could hit the ball. I think he had a home run or two or something in the minors. But LeBron James' legacy will be something that people are going to be talking about for a long time. The comparisons will never stop to Kobe Bryant, to Michael Jordan, so on and so forth. At the end of it all, though, he will probably go down as the greatest of all time. I mean, this dude has the body of Karl Malone. He's gigantic, but can shoot like Jordan, and he's just unbelievable. I mean, the passes he does, the blocks, the rebounds, it's unreal. And right there with him is Kevin Durant. All right, Kevin Durant is an enigma to me in the NBA. I mean, he's right there in the playoffs every single year. Just, they made it to the finals two seasons ago against the Heat and almost were able to secure that ring, but couldn't do it. But this guy is leading the league in points right now. He is just insane. Insanely good. He's very, very, very thought out as a guy who, you know, could be the greatest someday. You know, one of the best players in the league. He's probably got a few years more than LeBron James left in him, but he's putting a lot of miles on his legs. That's for all these guys that are big stars right now. So it's going to come down to those two. That's my choice for the NBA Finals. It's going to come down to the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's going to come down to the Miami Heat one on one. Although I like the Pacers. I think that the Heat are just going to overcome them once again this year. I think the Pacers will get there. I just think they need to add another piece to that puzzle. I really don't know who it is. You know, I love these dudes. They play with heart. They took the Heat, and I was telling everybody, a lot of people thought the Heat were just going to freaking destroy them, but, man, the Pacers played with heart last year in the playoffs. So I think the Pacers are almost there. But if you want to talk about basketball legacies, behind Michael Jordan, you know, Magic Johnson's got a great legacy. Larry Bird, those guys are trailblazers. But when I'm 60 years old, or when I'm 40 years old, or whatever, you know, I'm not even that far away from 40. I'm 10 years from 40. But when I'm 60, if I make it to 60, I think we'll all be talking about LeBron James being the all-time greatest, because, you know, if he keeps up with his pace, it's just going to – his numbers are just going to be out of this world, so – another thing I want to talk about in the sports world is Michael Sam. If you don't know, Michael Sam was the star from Alabama, I believe, or Auburn. I think it was Alabama. See, this is how stupid I am. I don't even know where this dude went to school. But he went to a southern school, okay? He played in the ACC, and a bunch of good old boys were paying money to see him play. Where did he go? I'm going to look this up right now. The SEC he played in, and he was on the LSU Tigers, it looks like. Yeah. All right. Anyway, he came out of the closet. He's a gay dude, and people did not expect him because this dude is a beast on the field. He was a 2013 Defensive Player of the Year and will definitely be drafted in the NFL draft in 2014. No question about it. And I can just imagine these fucking old people down there in the South are probably losing their minds about this because let me tell you what, they just haven't grown like we have, you know, up here in the Northeast. They are just so stuck in the past and just hating on everything about life that, you know, oh, he's gay? Oh, no, we can't have that. We don't allow that. That's a horrible sin. You're going to hell. You're going to hell and you die. No. And I'm fucking this up again. He played for Missouri. My bad. See, I don't pay attention to college football as much as I do the NFL. The whole point of me bringing this up is it's 2014. Let's try not to make such a big deal out of this. You know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal. And the only reason I bring it up is because I was listening to a radio jockey that I respect a lot. You know, Mike Francesa here in New York. I listen to the New York stations. Obviously, I'm in Jersey. But Mike Francesa on the Fan, you might know him from the Yes Network. He talking about the timing of this announcement. Like, Michael Sam announced this literally right after the Super Bowl. There was nothing going on. Kind of the media had nothing to talk about. And he makes this big announcement. He's in the spotlight like that. Was that something that, you know, he planned out? Very, very good question. Not really sure, but either way, he's a strong dude for doing it. He's a trailblazer. I think that just like Darren Young in WWE did it, you know, recently, came out of the closet and everything. It's something that we shouldn't be shocked about anymore. We just shouldn't make a big deal out of it. We shouldn't be shocked. Good for Michael Sam. I hope he has a great NFL career, and I hope that all the haters out there just fucking grow up. Please, man. 2014, give it a rest, you know. What's up? I got my dog Piper here. She is just licking me to death, man. Let me tell you what, man. I love dogs. There is no other creature on the planet that is better than a dog, man. Not even humans. I would take a dog over a human any day of the week. Dogs will never judge you. Dogs don't care if you're an asshole, if you're a jerk off, if you're a murderer, if you're a rapist. Your dog will still love you, no matter what. And I love my doggy, man. She's fantastic. And I fought getting small dogs. I mean, if you know me, you may have seen my dogs. I post them on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever. Bailey and Piper are great. And I fought this with Amanda, my girlfriend. I was like, Amanda, I want a big dog. I want a pit bull. I'm a man. I don't want a small dog. But then she's like, you know, I really want this Yorkie. She fell in love with the picture of Bailey. And it was, I guess it's 5 years or so or whatever, 4 years, 5 years since we got Bailey. So, like, I fought it. And then I was just like, all right, well, we'll go out on a limb, we'll get her. And it didn't take me long to fall in love with her. And it doesn't matter. It's not about the size of the dog. It's about how awesome they are and man's best friend for sure. So I don't know what I'd do without my dog. But, yeah, hey, I'm sitting here. I'm by myself. I'm chilling. And I'm talking about whatever the hell I want to talk about. So far, we've covered the WWE Network. Hulk Hogan coming back, talked a little about Michael Sam and how people need to chill the fuck out about these announcements of people being homosexual. LeBron James' legacy is going to be something that is tremendous. And keeping it with sports, Ray Rice. You guys hear about Ray Rice, man? This dude is one of the most talented running backs in the NFL. Yeah, he had a horrible season last year, and that had a lot to do with the Ravens winning the Super Bowl a couple of years ago and just when that happens, you lose a lot of pieces to the puzzle. We've seen it happen to the Giants here in Jersey, and we've seen it happen to other teams, too, in the past. You know, and that definitely happened to the Ravens. Anquan Boldin left town, a couple other guys. Ray Lewis was gone. A couple other guys in defense were gone. So, but Ray Rice, man, he's always been an upstanding citizen. He went to Rutgers up north. But now he allegedly hit his girlfriend, knocked her out at a hotel in Atlantic City. And there's a video that popped up on TMZ, and if you haven't seen it, it's pretty disturbing. And he's just dragging her body out of an elevator in this hotel room. And it's disturbing. Like, what the fuck is he doing? You know, did he knock her out? Did he punch this woman in the chin and knock her the fuck out? It's something that's scary. I'm going to go to the phone lines. And remember, the Jay Leto show is uncensored. You can say whatever the fuck you want. So 323, you're on the air with me, Jay Aletto. What's your name? Where you're from?
Yo, what up, Jay? This is Skits. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's going on, man? Thanks for calling in, bro. Skits, of course, is a friend. WrestlingHeads.com. Check out Skits. He's got a show here on Block Talk Radio. What's up, man?
Yeah, man, it's kind of, I mean, I see you want to talk about anything. Let's talk about some baseball. Baseball's right around the corner, man. I don't know if you're into baseball.
Yeah, oh, no, absolutely, man. I love baseball. Yeah, right around the corner, spring training, I think, has started already. I think some pitchers and catchers have already kind of been called in, right, Skip?
I think everybody's there now.
Everybody's there?
Because I'm a Dodgers fan.
All right, cool, man. That's awesome. So, yeah, the Dodgers are stacked. Here in the Northeast, bro, I don't have a team. You know, I always just kind of pushed away from the Yankees because they have just been this conglomerate franchise that just buys players, and I just don't believe in that. I like these teams that kind of build from the ground up and are able to make an impact that way. And the big story around here, all I'm hearing about is Derek Jeter, but how are the Dodgers looking? What are you hearing about the L.A. Dodgers this year?
Man, we won the National League West last year. I'm hoping we go to the World Series. We were so close from beating the Cardinals to go to the World Series. So I think our chances are good. You know, we got Jesse Puig, you know, Matt Kemp coming back healthy, hopefully. Hanley Ramirez, Ethier. I mean, we're stacked. We got the pitchers. Kershaw just re-signed him like 7 years. I'm hoping to see some good things for L.A. because, you know, with our new owner, Magic Johnson, you know, it's looking good over here.
Yeah, Magic Johnson's just got endless pockets. I mean, he's a smart businessman. I heard that he's thinking about investing into the WNBA as well and trying to build that up a little bit more.
He
already
did.
And he did invest. Okay, that did happen.
Yeah, he purchased the Sparks. Or I think he has half of the team or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, the Dodgers last year, I'm not huge on baseball. Like I told you, I don't have a team, man. I never really gravitated towards the Mets. Let me be completely honest with you, Skits. This is what happened, bro. Growing up over here in the Northeast, I watched WCW Saturday Night on TBS my entire childhood, you know, and after WCW was over, there would always be an Atlanta Braves game in the spring, in the summer, in the fall. The Atlanta Braves would be on. No matter where you were, if you had TBS, you had those Atlanta Braves games. It was just that simple. I don't know if you grew up watching those too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, over here, it's the same thing, you know, in California, you know. We get WGN, the Cubs, and we get, you know, CBS, you know. Well, now the Braves not on there anymore, but back then, you know.
Yeah, but back then, man, I would always just watch that when I was a kid, watch WCW, and then the Braves would be on, and I somehow just became a Braves fan. And I dug the Braves until the strike happened in 1994. And I still liked them a little bit after that, but when that strike happened in 1994, man, and I remember it vividly, I asked my parents, I was like, why are they not playing baseball? Like, what happened to my favorite players and stuff? You know, why are these replacement jackoffs out there? And my parents basically explained to me that it was all about money. There was a strike, and it was all money and stuff. And at that point, it really soured me on baseball. And as soon as I started getting back into it, in 1998, the home run race with McGuire and Sammy Sosa and whatnot, the whole steroid thing happened, and while now I have a different viewpoint on steroids and EDs and whatever, back then I was like, man, this sucks. Like, these guys are all frauds. So, again, it kind of pulled me away, but I still followed. I watched it on SportsCenter. I don't have a team, but I love the sport, brother.
Yeah. On a whole other subject, I have a question. I know next week, you know, the WWE Network is dropping, and the NXT Arrival is the same day in the same time as TNA. Will you be watching one of them, and which one will it be?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I'm going to watch NXT. I'm going to DVR TNA. My thing with TNA is they're just not must-see TV for me anymore. As much as I love a lot of the talent on that show, they're just not must-see TV. I don't have to tune into them live because most of the time they tape their shows, especially now, they're taping them like 4 or 5 weeks in advance or whatever. So I don't have to tune in every single week and catch it live. But I do watch it. I figure I have a wrestling website, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. I have a radio show that I haven't been on in a few weeks, but Tuesday nights at 9, you know. So I need to know what the hell I'm talking about if I'm going to discuss the product. But since WWE NXT, is going to be live on the WWE Network. They're going to have a pre-show, I believe, from what I heard. They're going to make a big deal out of it. And I'm definitely doing it live.
2 hours.
Yeah, oh, there you go. 2 hours, man. It's going to be and literally, like, we're seeing it, Skits. A lot of people had these reservations about what was going to really happen with NXT and this show and how they were going to use these talents. But we're seeing it right now with the Shield, the Wyatts, all these guys that are being brought up. There's just an influx of new, you know, fresh Biggie. Talent in WWE, and it's going to keep happening. Guys like Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, you know, they're going to just keep bringing these guys up slowly but surely. I don't think there's any rush to bring any of them up to the main roster at all. Not one of those guys, especially with now they're going to be on the network. There's not a single bit of trying to rush these guys up. And I think they could even tie this into the storyline now. You know what I mean, Skits? You can have, like, these guys fighting on NXT for a spot on Raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was, like, on our show, I've been, like, telling the guys over there, it seems like NXT is trying to build their brand, like, as a brand, you know what I mean? Like, it really doesn't matter no more, you know, because they're trying to make a name for NXT instead of just, you know, trying to get on the roster. Well, I mean, which eventually will happen for some guys, but you know
yeah,
what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I do know what you mean, man. And, like, they're going to build it up as, you know, like how they ditched the brand extension and there's no more, you know, separate Raw, separate SmackDown type deal. I think NXT could be the different differential there. I think NXT could have their own brand where, you know, WWE superstars can appear in it from time to time. I think now we'll see, like, John Cena appearances from time to time, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, I think, will be on the show from time to time. They're not going to wear it out, but you'll see these big stars from Raw, from SmackDown, whatever, be on that show to get people to watch it. And it's going to be a big deal. And they're going to work with these young guys. It's going to help them develop and make it to the main roster. And it's just such a great idea, dude. That whole performance center down there is just unbelievable from what I heard, man. I know, you know, you're an independent wrestling fan. So I'm buddies with Rhett Titus here on in Jersey. He's like a personal friend of mine. Yeah. And he went down there. He had a tryout and stuff. And, you know, he was telling me that that the place is unbelievable.
That's what Chris Hero is telling me.
Okay, yeah, you talked to Chris Hero. There you go, man. The place is fucking ridiculous. And everybody talks about it, how it's just it's really, honestly, there's nothing really negative you can say about the place. It's securing the future of the entire business, not just the WWE brand, but the business as a whole. Because people who come out of that center, whether they make it in WWE or not, they're going to be better off.
Yeah, you're telling me that the place is huge and, like, they don't just let, like, just anybody in there. Like, you know how people want to go in there and take photos? That's, like, a no-no. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, absolutely. It's something that's going to be, like, treated like it's going to be treated like a NFL training center or, like, a college football training center or something like that. It's a great thing, and it'll be around for years to come, no question about it. When both of us are old and gray, that performance center will still be a part of the industry, and it'll probably be bigger and better.
I have another question about the NXT arrival. What match are you looking forward to the most on that card? Right now, it seems like it's three, but I see the Ascension, you know, going at it with somebody, but, like, they really don't matter to me, honestly, because I'm kind of sick of them. They don't have no challengers, but.
All right. Well, I heard there's going to be a Bo Dallas. I'm not huge NXT right now. I watch it from time to time. I try to follow it as much as possible. But I know Bo Dallas is a champion. He's going to be defending against Adrian Neville in a ladder match. And if you're not looking forward to that, I don't know what you're going to be looking forward to, because we all know, you know, Adrian Neville, the man who grabbed Gravity forgot that man, or whatever the hell his nickname was in the Indies when he was Pac. He's amazing. And you throw a ladder in there with him, and you give him this opportunity to become champion and really launch this brand on the WWE Network. I think it's smart. I think it's brilliant. And, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be great, and I'm definitely going to be watching that live, if I can. If I'm home, I'm going to watch it. So, yeah, man, we'll see. I'm sure you're going to be watching it live too, right?
Oh, yeah. The main match I'm looking for is definitely that ladder match and the Cesaro-Sami Zayn 2 out of 3 falls match. So that's going to be ridiculous too. So
They're doing another 2 out of 3 falls match for those two? I didn't even know this.
Yeah. This is the final match with them, too.
That's awesome. That's even making me more hyped up. Cesaro's a guy, man, just in general, who's been killing it. I mean, whether you hate John Cena or not, now, we've had discussions about
that. That match was good.
Oh, my God, that match was fantastic.
Good.
And it's in wrestling, it takes two to tango, and John Cena, you know, when he can go, man. He's no slouch in there. He can go, and working with Cesaro, it was perfect. It seemed like a match made in heaven to me.
Yeah, like, that match was so good. I, like, put, like, the ending clip on our website, you know, so people can go check it. You know, that's the featured video of the week, so, yeah.
Beautiful, yeah. Before I let you go, because I'm going to wrap things up in just a minute here, tell people who are listening. This is obviously the first week of me doing my own The Jay Leto Show here on Blog Talk Radio. So tell them where to find your website and where they can listen to you.
Yeah, check out WrestlingHeads.com. And later on tonight we have a show, blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingHeadsRadio. We'll be talking about NXT versus TNA Impact and The Chamber this weekend, Dragon Gate USA, and like some more wrestling talk. Just listen.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks, man. Thanks so much for calling in, bro. And I'm going to try to do this around this time every single Thursday afternoon, Coast. So thanks, man. And I'm going to be talking about everything. So, yeah, thank you very much for calling.
All right, Jay.
All right, man. Take care. Peace.
You too.
All right. Yeah, that was Skits. Thanks for calling in, Skits. That really helped me out because, you know, you forget some things. You don't cover everything. And I know next week right here on the show, I'm going to try to get somebody on the line with me all day long. I'm going to try one of my personal friends from real life. Yeah, real life. Not saying that Will and, TLD. Not saying that TLD, Seth, and John aren't my real personal friends. They are. But I'm going to try to get my buddy Nick on the line with me live. If he's not working, I'm going to get him in studio, and we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. He's a comic book wizard. So maybe we'll talk a little comics, you know. I'm also going to try to get my buddy Santino on the line with me because this dude is probably the most dedicated guy in the gym that I know right now. And we worked out for a while together, you know. We hit the gym, clang the bang, do what we had to do. I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, wasn't as determined and disciplined as he was, and he's still killing it. So we're going to talk about some bodybuilding in the future, too, on the show. And we're going to be talking about whatever the fuck I want. That's what's so great about it, folks. Whatever I want. You're listening to The Jay Leto Show. Thank you so much for listening. Please go over to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Support us over there. And don't forget audibletrial.com/PWP radio. And sign up. It's absolutely positively free. You know, you're entitled to an absolutely free audiobook. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. With over 150,000 titles, virtually every genre, you'll find what you were looking for. Get that audiobook. Get that 30-day trial by signing up at audibletrial.com/PWP radio. And, guys, thanks so much for listening. This is Jay Leto signing off. And I haven't done this in a while, but, hey, keep it real, brother.